Case D Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer once again, back again for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here. Happy New Year, Kansas State Nation. Recording this episode on the very first day of 2026, January 1st, 2025. Pro Project Podcast, for those of you new to this podcast, we're all things K-State sports, not just focus on two sports, try to get everybody involved, like women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field, indoor track and field. Oh, by the way, in a couple of weeks, also the return of men's women's golf this spring. Baseball will be coming on pretty soon as well, and everything else in between, and of course, your normal men's, women's basketball, football, that kind of stuff there as well. And speaking of football, Colin Klein, your new head coach of K-State, later on this fall, Lord willing, obviously, this is the very first day of 2026, and we still have ways to go, but obviously when we get there, but this new staff, especially Coach Klein, at work, he, just a couple of days ago, hired Jeremy Jacobs, J squared, as the new strength and conditioning coach for the football team for the upcoming football season. Obviously, you still have spring ball. Obviously, let's not forget about that there as well, that this coach staff will be working together. But there's been a lot of ties between, we talked about this in the fall, last fall, and now we're talking about it now, that, you know, a lot of ties with this coaching staff where they work together between Fresno State here, used to play ball in the state of Kansas. So there's a lot of ties with these hires right now. And it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating to see how they obviously work together. I mean, they've been together. It seems like everybody's worked with each other at some point during their football careers. Here in Jeremy Jacob is the latest here, the new latest strength and conditioning coach for K-State football coming in the spring / obviously the main season of the fall. Obviously, you have the college football playoff going on later on today. What happened on yesterday there as well. So you have that going on. But Jeremy Jacobs coming from the Army, who has worked at three Power Four schools over the last 10 seasons, well, has been hired as the K-State's director of strength and conditioning coach. This was back on Tuesday there as well. He did serve in the military, which included two combat rotations. Jacobs has worked in the collegiate space at four different institutions. That includes LSU, Texas A&M, and Duke. So again, there it is. What did I just say? Texas A&M. So Colin Klein, bring him over from the Texas A&M Aggies, who made the college football playoff this past year. And of course, that's still going on right now as I speak. Jeremy Jacobs here from KStateSports.com saying, quote, "My family and I feel very blessed to be a part of the K-State family. Now it's time to get to work." Jeremy Jacobs, obviously coming from Manhattan, there spending the last 2 years at Texas A&M as the associate director of football strength and conditioning, director of football applied sports science there over there as well. Colin Klein over there about J squared, Jeremy Jacobs. Quote, "Jeremy is one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country." Quote, "He's a great leader, disciplined, tough, and builds great relationships with his players. He is going to be a huge part of building our K-State culture," end quote. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, the latest coaching hire to Colin Klein, the latest get transferring over. Colin Klein grabbing another one of his dudes, we're going to say, that he worked over there. Of course, Colin Klein, let's remind everybody that for those that are new and new to K-State football, Colin Klein, first off, obviously Heisman finalist, Big 12 champ, K-State legend on the football field, obviously. I had an opportunity to watch this guy play when I was at Kansas State and called a couple of games while working for the best damn student radio station in the country, Wildcat 91.9. Shout out to Wildcat 91.9 here on this podcast. And now after a couple years over at, well, he obviously built his rank as a player, now as a coach through Chris Kleiman, and now, obviously, well, spent two seasons at A&M as the offensive coordinator. Now Klein is back, now as your football head coach, and he brings over his latest buddy from A&M, Jeremy Jacobs. Jacobs helped the Aggies compile a combined 19-7 record into two postseason appearances, excuse me. So then that was the times also when Klein was there. I just said that. Obviously, college football playoff, I mentioned that. Jacobs served in the same roles as while he was at Duke back in 22 and 23, helping the Blue Devils go a combined 16-9 there as well. So the success is there, obviously. And when Coach Kleiman lost Truman, can't think of his first name right now. That was a huge hit for this team, man. This K-State team, obviously, it's going to be a huge rollover. Well, let's just say turnover right now, because obviously, and well, that's I was about to say the transfer portal is open. It's not. It's going to open tomorrow on Friday, the 2nd. It's not today. but it's going to be if everybody who wanted some, and we have covered multiple names on the pot, we're going to try to follow this in order here as we start off 2026 and the carryover from the last couple weeks of 2025 into 2026. That, all right, if those names that we had talked about, like an Austin Romaine, a Quay Moss, a Daniel Cobbs, Toby Obensami, Jace Brown, those names that we have mentioned or talked about at least on the show lately, fall in that line of transfer portal, it's gonna be a huge turnover for the team. And Colin Klein, Christian Ellsworth, these guys, Jordan Peterson, these guys, they're gonna have to go to work in the transfer portal there as well. And seems like this Army background of Jeremy Jacobs, the strength conditioning coach, I'm telling you now, that's gonna be huge hit. That's gonna be a huge help to a team that finished 6-6 in the big, well, overall this past year there as well. So we're gonna see what happens. Well, obviously when we get to spring ball and whatnot, but this is having that, you needing something, somebody in that background, right? So there's that there as well. Jeremy Jacobs, going back to his little bit of his resume there. He was at LSU. We mentioned that. 6 years over there, 2016 to 2021, in a lot of roles. Obviously, the same role that he's going to be conducting at K-State in 2020, the COVID year in 2021. Also, focus more on strength and conditioning in 2018 and 19, and was a grad assistant coach in the years of 2016 and 17 there as well. He was also, while over at LSU, the speed and conditioning program runned that as well. So he was there and doing that. Jeremy Jacobs also spent, this is going backward. I should start it forward. so weird. But anyways, 2014 through 2016, Jacobs spent the sessions over there as a student assistant at Wisconsin-Milwaukee University over there. Same thing over there as well. He earned his bachelor's in kinesiology, exercise science from Wisconsin-Milwaukee back in 2016. Master's in kinesiology and paleology, if I said that right, and also psychological, from the LSU University in 2018. Jacobs is a veteran of the United States Army and was a team leader in the years of 2003 through 2007. He was also directly in charge in education, training, and supervising personnel on all tactics, standard operation procedures, and weapon systems. He served combat rotations to Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom there as well. He has, obviously, like we've done with his coaching hires, wife and daughter and two sons there. That's almost a full resume. And there's a few more on here few also accolades for Jeremy Jacobs there as well. So through the ringer right there, Jeremy Jacobs, your latest hire for new head coach Colin Klein in the K-State football team heading into, obviously, this year, the new year of 2026. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are free and available daily, where I'm just to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast, folks. Go check out the latest episodes of the podcast, the last few weeks of 2025 on the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast there. Make sure you go tell a fellow K-Stater, a new K-State fan, or a big-time K-State fan, or the Big 12 commissioner, Brett Yormark, about the Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Obviously, we'll talk biggest news, right, like the transfer portal, and of course, everyday content, daily podcasts, which will include, obviously, postcasts or recaps after every K-State athletic event. We try to cover everything here on this particular podcast. You want to make sure you add this K-State podcast to your collection of great K-State podcasts out there between Manhattan and Kansas City. Alex sitting out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yes.